You just want to kick me?
These kids are messaging each other with an app called Kik. That's K-I-K. Passing notes, drawings, memes, and videos. Never mind that it's the middle of the school day at Polytechnic High in Fort Worth. I told them to turn up the volume on their phones to see what I was missing.
What's your kick? Ashley, stop kicking me.
It's right there.
Unless you're under 20 or live with someone that age, you've probably never heard of Kik. It has 185 million users who prefer not to post things for their parents or bosses to see online. In other words, teenagers.
You gotta be smart and think twice before you say something that you're gonna regret.
Sophomore Maria Rosales is careful on Facebook and anywhere else that attaches her name to content. Her classmate Christian Howergy says she learned from friends to keep questionable things off public social media.
I recorded a flight and then like people wanted to see it. So I posted it on Facebook until like people started messaging me saying that I should take it down so I won't get in trouble.
Even though you weren't in the fight?
I was just there recording it.
This happened when she was in eighth grade, half a lifetime ago for a sophomore. Senior Ashley Black is applying for colleges. No way is she posting something that would raise an eyebrow in an admissions office. She knows people who got fired for posting things online and thinks it's more of a mistake that older people make.
On my Facebook, all the like 20-year-olds are posting where they are, who they're with. They don't think before they always do stuff, so they're always posting about like going to clubs, getting tattoos. They'll just put pictures of everything up, and I'm like, are you serious? Teenagers, we barely post stuff anymore. Most we post, oh yeah, I'm about to go to the mall. They don't say which one or who they're with, or they post pictures of their food.
So there's no way that I could like type in Ashley Black and see incriminating things about you.
Not at all. No way.
Messaging apps like Kik and Snapchat now represent a threat to Facebook's dominance, as teens report using Facebook less on a daily basis. Last year, Facebook tried to buy Snapchat for $3 billion, but the offer was rejected. Sophomore Misael Sanchez uses lots of public social media apps, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and more private ones. But if you search for his profile on Instagram,
stuff that I accomplished, mainly soccer.
A cultivated profile for his parents and prospective employers, in other words. Misael also once posted a video of a school fight when he was younger and still posting interesting things on Facebook, but he quickly took it down. No reason to get in trouble for a few extra likes. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.